and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again, and we're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, verse 39. Previously, we saw where the angel Gabriel had visited Mary there in Nazareth and told her the wonderful news about the birth of the Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit of God would conceive within her the Lord Jesus Christ. We see here in verse number 39, "And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost." So Mary undertakes to go visit her cousin, who has been expecting John the Baptist. We know that the angel had visited Zechariah, her husband, Elizabeth's husband, there while he did his service at the temple in Jerusalem. And sure enough, they conceived a child, and John is his name. He's filled with the Holy Spirit of God from his mother's womb, as the angel had said. And he is the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mary comes down there to visit Elizabeth and hollers for her as she goes in the door of the house. And Elizabeth hears her voice, and John within her leaps within her, and she is filled with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, no doubt, is upon Elizabeth. She's saved. She has the Spirit of God living within. But we see here a filling, a manifestation of the Spirit of God to glorify God and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read in verse number 42, "And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" She says, oh, what a blessing it is. You are blessed indeed, chosen by God to bear the Christ child, Mary. And it's not that there's a reverence for Mary. It's just a rejoicing for Mary, and that the Lord has chosen her to use her this way. Many misunderstand this, and have misunderstood it over the centuries and even in our day, thinking that there's something that's divine about Mary, that there's something immaculate about Mary. And there is not. Mary is a sinner that's been saved by the Lord, a young woman chosen by God to be that one to fulfill within, to fulfill his promise, the Holy Spirit of God having come upon her and conceived within her the child, the Son of God, that would be the only begotten, the only Son born to God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is not anything special about the way that Mary was conceived. Mary's mother and father came together in marriage, and she was conceived and then carried by her mother for 9 months, give or take, and then delivered, just like you and I were. There's nothing special about Mary in that way. What's special is that the Lord has chosen her. The grace, the favor of the Lord has been bestowed upon Mary, not because of what she has done, not because she is a God herself, but she's a young woman chosen by God to bring forth the Son of God. And Elizabeth and John in her womb rejoices at her coming. "Blessed art thou among women," she says. "Blessed indeed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And so Elizabeth understands, doesn't she? She understands that the baby that Mary carries is the Messiah, is Christ, is the Redeemer, the Deliverer, the one that they've been looking towards. She understands that that is him, and that it is him that she carries. And she calls him, even as a babe, she calls him Lord. "What is this that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Now let it be very clear and understood. God has no mother. God Almighty has no mother. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ, having come as a man, has a mother. This is indicative of the promise that the Lord made all the way back in the garden. after the sin that Adam and woman committed against God. This is the promise that of the seed of the woman would come one that would destroy the works of Satan, that would defeat, that would deliver that head blow unto Satan. It is the fulfilling of that, and not that there's anything special from the standpoint of divine or self-glorious about women. It's just that the Lord said, I'm going to use a woman and conceive within her my son, and the posterity of Adam is going to be left out of this picture, because Adam causes the fall. And in Adam we fell, but in the Lord Jesus Christ we are saved. And so we see here in verse 43, and whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? So Elizabeth had understanding about the Lord Jesus. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. So here, Elizabeth, no doubt over the course of the months, has been received the story from Zacharias about what the angel said, his doubt, he requiring a sign, the angel declaring that Zachariah would be made mute, would not be able to speak until the delivering of John the Baptist. And Elizabeth rejoices. Mary believed. Mary did not have doubt. She did not have understanding about how it could be. She had a question about how it could be accomplished, but she did not doubt, as Brother Zacharias doubted and wanted a sign rather than the word of the Lord. Mary trusted in the word of the Lord delivered by Gabriel. She trusted in what God said, and delivered by the angel, even though she had some lack of understanding. What did she do? She asked that she might know, rather than saying, oh, I need a sign to know that this will be the case. And so Elizabeth rejoices in that. She said, and blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. You know, the Lord is only pleased by faith. Our Lord is only pleased by faith and confidence and rest in Him. That's the way the Lord of God Almighty is pleased, is to for us to have confidence and rest and trust in Him. He is our all in all. There's only one to be prayed unto. There's only one to be glorified in that request of life that we need. Whether we as the children of God need things for life and for living, the Lord Jesus taught us to pray for our daily bread and the necessities of life, for forgiveness of sins as we walk along with our Lord. Oh yes, we've been forgiven in salvation, but as the children of God, we yet do sin, don't we? This old man is not saved. This old flesh is not saved. And our Lord has given us provision. It tells us in 1 John chapter 1 that we have an advocate. We have one that's interceding for us. We have one that will cleanse us from all unrighteousness if we confess our sins before Him. He says if we don't confess our sins and say we have no sin, we're liars. We're found liars. We yet sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ makes it possible that as we confess our sins as the children of God, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so here, Elizabeth declares, Mary, blessed, you're a blessed woman, and it'll be performed. You've believed and trusted in the Lord, and we rest in Him. Verse 46, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Her soul doesn't magnify herself. Mary doesn't seek to ascend to be added to the Trinity, as some in our day think should be the case, that Mary should be the fourth person of the Godhead. Mary is not the fourth person of the Godhead. She's a woman, a maiden that's been used of the Lord, as other brethren and others, and that we see in the Old Scripture, in the Old Testament Scriptures, that were used by the Lord to fulfill His will and fulfill His promises and fulfill His the bringing of His word. Mary is being used just like them. It's a miraculous thing. It's a marvelous thing that's being done in her by the Lord, and how the Lord is using her, has chosen to use her in this way. But it's not because she is divine in any way. She's saved. She's a saint. And she's a saint while she lives yet, and she magnifies the Lord for using her this way. And my spirit, verse 47, hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. And indeed we do. She was chosen. One woman in all the women of the world that have lived, are living, or will live, Mary was the one chosen by the Lord to be used in this way. And so she is declared and called blessed by all generations. Not worshipped, but used mightily in a blessed way by our Lord. Verse 49, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. Verse 50, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. It's the Lord to be reverenced. Not the virgin. It's the Lord to be reverenced. Indeed, he hath showed strength, she says, with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. Verse 52, he hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. Who knew about Mary? Who knew about Mary before this visitation of the Lord? Mary was there in obscurity. She was unknown. And that's the way the Lord works. He takes the weak, he takes the unknown of the world, and performs mighty, mighty things in them, in us. He hath filled the hungry, verse 53, with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. The Lord's doing what he promised, Mary says. The Lord is fulfilling what he has promised. He is bringing it to pass. He is bringing it to pass in the coming of the Savior. The Savior's at hand. He's here on the earth. And it's just going to be a matter of months before he is delivered and will be manifested unto the world. Verse number 56, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. And so Mary comes down from Nazareth, down south, to visit with Elizabeth, and there's Zacharias and that. It seems like she stays into the time of John's birth, or near there too, and we see this filling by the Spirit of God in John, and the testimony of Elizabeth, and we see the blessing that Mary is experiencing being used by the Lord in this way. All of it pointing to and based upon their faith in their Lord that has touched them. Oh, I tell you, sinner, if you're without Christ, you need a Savior. You need the Savior. There is only one Savior that can save your soul, can pay for your sins, can grant unto you everlasting life, and he is the Lord Jesus Christ. This babe that became a man, that grew up to be a man, and gave his life on the cross of Calvary. By his death on the cross and his burial and his resurrection, he is able to save to the uttermost sinners that repent of their sins before God and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We point you to him. Repent of your sins and believe and trust, receive the Lord Jesus Christ and his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.